The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
From God the Father, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to each and all as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. They didn't want to have any chance that body was going to be stolen. The story is told just a little different than each of the Gospels because everyone remembers events a little differently, I guess. There was a huge earthquake, and an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and pushed the stone out of the way, and the guards who were watching that stone fainted in the way. And the angel says, "Do not fear." It'd be hard not to fear, don't you think? Do not fear. Yes, there's a quake. I just won't let stone wake. Hang in there with me. And says, "I need to be able to look at Jesus who was crucified, but he's not here. He's been raised." As he said. And they're told to go to hell. And this happens twice in this gospel. Don't be afraid. Go and tell. The two always go together here. That the Easter good news, that Jesus is risen and has gone on ahead of you, is prefaced by, "Don't be afraid. He's gone on ahead of you." And he has. And the disciples do get to encounter him. And picture that joy. Picture the joy of being Peter, the one who denied Jesus, or all the other disciples who had been in the garden and abandoned Jesus. Lost in grief. Seeing the risen Christ. Hearing the words, he has gone on ahead. And it's true for us. I think sometimes we have a hard time putting the Easter message to faith and life today because it is so unbelievable. It's not your normal everyday story. Love defeats death. Walmart doesn't know what to do with it. Walmart doesn't know what to do with it. And so that's why they have plastic grass and chocolate. That's what this must mean. The culture doesn't know what to do with it. But as Christians, we have to know what to do with it. And what we have to do with it is go and tell. Jesus has gone on ahead. You see, Easter doesn't erase crucifixion or death or oppression or hunger or fear or war or violence or any of those terrible things. It doesn't erase them. But it does say that Jesus walked through them for us, with us, so that we need not fear. In our baptismal liturgy, we have this wonderful text from Romans chapter 6. Our funeral liturgy. Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus? We're baptized into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too we might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In baptism, our old self, our sinful self, have baptismal liturgy. We do talk about that drawing. And we talk about our commitments. When parents bring a child to baptism, we say, as you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and to the Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, to nurture them in faith and prayer, so that your children may learn to trust God. Be not afraid, or don't be afraid, doesn't come naturally outside of a relationship with God. But we teach the faith, we pass on the faith, we share the faith, so that when others are in their moments of crisis or distress, they have a place to turn, that they might know that Christ has gone there ahead of them. So that your children may learn to trust God. And it continues to proclaim Christ through word and deed, to care for others in the world God made, to work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? So we make promises. And as parents and as congregation, we promise to do that for each other because we know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And we go on as parents and sponsors and congregation to renounce those things that are opposed to God. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? We renounce them. Say it with me.
We renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? We renounce them.
We renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you away? And then three times we ask, do you believe? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe.
I believe.
Do you believe in God the Son? I believe.
I believe.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe.
I believe.
We're going to get it wrong. my life to Jesus. And it raised me in faith. Hopefully, as his children, for new families as well. But conversion is something that happens every day. Imagine, think about those disciples who abandoned Jesus. You know, their voice of Abel, they said, I will follow you. But there were lots of days that they got wrong. And on those last days of Jesus' life, when they got it most wrong, well, Easter Sunday came. And Jesus told the women of the tomb, go tell those guys what just happened here. Because I'm way ahead of you. I'm way ahead of you. And the resurrection was profound. And for us, most especially when we're getting involved. But the presence of the living Christ, the risen Christ, the Christ who died on the cross for us, that presence is with us and for us here and now. So rejoice in the resurrection. There is no place that you're ever going to go that Jesus is not already